We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, an hour of musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Yeah. just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Of the
Hope you're enjoying Songs of Praise. Here's some more inspirational music.
But his destiny was changed when he called on his name. When your kingdom comes, remember me. In paradise that day he stood, just like the Lord had said he would, surrounded by those who had gone before. One said, how did you come? What are the deeds you have done? With tears in his eyes, I can hear him reply. There are no merits to my name, no works that I can claim. He who brought me here told me to. I have nothing to claim but my guilt and my shame. Hopelessly lost, I could not find my way. But its glorious light of love shone down on me. His mercy washed all my sins away. And what he did for me that day was the price I know he paid. By his grace,
while the storm howls above me and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispered, there is no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise, where the storms never darken the skies. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. When the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by. Till the storm passes by.
passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, called for songs of loudest praise.
Songs of Praise continues with more inspirational music.
Will share his love with the dying world, for our hearts will be reaching for them, and we'll give them the truth and the story of old, of how we died to save men.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, the solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease.
My comforter, my all in all,
here in the love of Christ I stand.
In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save.
On that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, out from the grave he rose again,
and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me.
For I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ.
No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my death.
Power of Christ, I'll stand, I stand, I stand, I stand.
No matter how hard you try, but somehow the Lord got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the banks of a Red Sea wrestling tide? 'Cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you've cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, can I get a witness? If you're standing in a fire and the flames won't let you go, but you're still holding on to a single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver and you won't even smell like smoke. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you've cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, can I get a witness?
The word of God says in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee, show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
If you've cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you've cried out for a miracle and you've seen him do the impossible, can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Listening to Songs of Praise. It's our desire to encourage and uplift your thoughts to our loving Creator God.
A mighty fortress is our God, a mighty fortress is He. A mighty fortress is our God. Is our God a bulwark never failing? Our helper, He amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man
Jesus, it is He. Lord, Sabaoth is name, from age to age the same, and He must win the battle. And though this world with devils fell should threaten to undo us,
we will not fear for God.
Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within. Upward I look and see Him there, who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. Satisfied to look on Him and pardon me, to look on Him and pardon me. Behold Him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness. With Christ. Christ my Savior and my God. With Christ my Savior and my God.
Thank you.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled, The Prison Doors Opened. Acts chapter 16, verses 25 to 28, says, At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately, all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, Do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Wow! What an amazing passage! To be honest, I have never seen anything like that, where prison doors were opened by the hand of God. Not to mention the earthquake or the steel shackles and chains falling off prisoners, like leaves falling off trees in fall. Then again, maybe I have. Let me explain. For some time, I have been interested in prison ministry. Off and on, our local church has had a program where we ministered to the prisoners. I went on a few occasions to support the church. Recently, in the last year, I was asked to take part as a leader in a prison ministry. I immediately asked my best friend to work with me as a partner on this. When he accepted, I felt confident to do the same. We would come in once or twice a month and put a program together. The program would include song service, prayer, and a sermon. The prisoners would join in and seem to really appreciate the Bible passages we shared. Rather quickly, we found ourselves no longer doing this to support the church, but to support God's people in prison. Soon, the prisoners wanted more. They wanted a Sabbath, a Saturday service. The problem was that the prison chaplain told us, before we even started this ministry, that he would never let a Sabbath service take place. No reason was given, and we never asked for it in the first place. Although we greatly desired a Sabbath service, we felt that pressing the issue in any way at this time would be a poor decision, especially since the chaplain had so clearly voiced his stance. Time went by, and the ministry seemed to be thriving. Once again, the chaplain approached us. I know I told you this before, but there will be no Sabbath service. I remember thinking, hey, what is your problem? We are not even mentioning it to you. Instead, I politely responded with, I understand that, and we haven't mentioned it, have we? He answered, no, but don't start thinking about it. More time passed, and the chaplain told my partner that some of the prisoners were making a little noise about wanting a Sabbath service. My partner reminded him that our group had not encouraged them to do so. As it turned out, those prisoners were not just making a little noise, they were praying. Our group had never mentioned to the prisoners anything about a Sabbath service for fear of losing the time slot we already had. Besides, we were told not to say anything to them about it, and we honoured our word to the chaplain. The prisoners were responding to our current program, so we didn't want to jeopardise that. I, for one, wasn't afraid to stand up for the Sabbath or any of my other beliefs, but things were going well and following the rules was the best we could do to keep it that way. Later on, the chaplain proceeded to advise my partner to discourage any further Sabbath service discussion among the prisoners. He basically insisted that the prisoners keep their mouths shut about the whole matter. After giving it some thought, we concluded that we would continue to honour our word to the chaplain and make no mention whatsoever about having service on Sabbath. I reasoned that the Holy Spirit was at work, so we should let him work. The chaplain kept a close eye on us, which was part of his job, and although speaking to the prisoners for program purposes was fine, talking to them on a one-to-one basis seemed to make him uneasy. We may have said nothing, but we did something. We continued to pray and ask God to open a way for us to have service on Sabbath. A couple of weeks later, one of the prisoners told me that it looked like we would be able to meet on Sabbath soon. I was happy, of course, but I didn't put a whole lot of thought into it. 1 week following the prisoner's observation, the chaplain told us that there had been a change. Starting next week, if we wanted, we could come in on Sabbath mornings for an hour. Praise God! I wanted to jump up and down and give the chaplain a big hug, but instead, I just said a grateful thank you. I believe that, without a doubt, God opened the doors to the prison as surely as he did for Paul and Silas. The shackles that kept us from worshipping with the prisoners on Sabbath fell off, like the shackles on the prisoners in Acts 16. The doors flew open and light poured in. Sabbath service was now more than a blessing, it was a miracle. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Great Controversy, page 627. Though enemies may thrust them into prison, yet dungeon walls cannot cut off the communication between their souls and Christ. One who sees their every weakness, who is acquainted with every trial, is above all earthly powers, and angels will come to them in lonely cells, bringing light and peace from heaven. The prison will be as a palace, for the rich in faith dwell there, and the gloomy walls will be lighted up with heavenly light, as when Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises at midnight in the Philippian dungeon. The Prison Doors Opened was written by Rudy Hall, president of Remnant Publications in Coldwater, Michigan. Remnant produces Christian books and resources for spiritual growth and evangelism. You can visit remnantpublications.com for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Psalms 119 differs from all other psalms in several ways. First, it is the longest psalm with 176 verses, each part denoted by one of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and each of these containing 8 verses. Second, almost all verses mention God's law in some way. As each part is read, the relevant Hebrew letter is pronounced first, indicating the first letter of that part. Let's listen to William Ackland as he reads a portion of Psalm 119 from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Aleph. Happy are those who are blameless, for God's law is the guide of their life. Happy are those who live by his testimonies, whose hearts always yearn after him. They do not indulge in iniquity. They walk in the ways of the God. You have instructed us to keep your precepts, giving them first place in our lives. Oh, I want the direction of my life to be directed by your statutes. Then I would not have cause for shame when I observe your holy commandments. I will praise you with singleness of purpose when I make all your judgments my own. I have determined to keep your statutes. Do not abandon me now. Bet. How can a young man live a pure life? By living in harmony with your word. I have always put you first in my life, so do not let me stray from your commandments. I have made your word the center of my life, so that I will be shielded from the evil one. I will praise you, O Lord. Instruct me in your statutes. I have made known with my lips all the judgments you have spoken. I have rejoiced in the wonder of your testimonies, far more than all the wealth of the world. I will reflect on your precepts and think closely on your ways. My delight will be in your statutes, and I will not forget your word. Gimel. Shower your blessings on your servant, that I may live in harmony with your word. Take the mist from my eyes, that I may see marvelous things from your law. I am just a sojourner on the earth, so I need your commandments to guide me. The passion of my soul is to know your judgments all the time. You discipline the proud, the cursed, those who turn away from your commandments. Lift the shame of opprobrium and scorn from us, for I have purposed to keep your testimonies. Princes sit and pass judgment on me, but my strength is found in your statutes. Your testimonies buoy me up. They counsel me to live truly for you. Dalet. My soul is cast into the dust. Revive me, O Lord, by your word. I have stated that you are my God, and you answered me. Now teach me your statutes. Enlighten me to know your precepts, and then I shall ponder on your powerful works. My soul sags from the weight of grief. Please strengthen me by your word. Keep me from habits of deceit, and graciously grant me your law. I have determined to walk in the path of truth. Your judgments are a signpost before me. I will cling to your testimonies and never let them go. So please keep me from shame, O Lord. I will be quick to obey all your commandments, for you have given me the way of freedom. Hey, teach me, O Lord, the meaning of your statutes, and I shall obey them till the end of my days. Give me an understanding mind, and I shall keep your law. I shall keep it wholeheartedly. Keep me always under the guidance of your commandments, for that will be the joy of my life. Implant in me a longing for your testimonies, and guard me from the snare of covetousness. Train my eyes not to look at futile things, and energize me to live according to your word. Anchor your word deep within my soul, for I want to respect you in everything I do. Do not let the disgrace I dread stain my life, for your judgments are good. I long to know your precepts, O Lord. Renew my desire to live for you. Vav. May you extend your mercy to me, O Lord, and your salvation as your word has promised. I will then have a defence against those who heap scorn on me, for I trust implicitly in your word. Please do not take the word of truth away from me, O Lord, for I trust in your ordinances. Thus I shall keep your law day by day for as long as my life lasts. I will live my life with a sense of freedom, for my life will be based upon your precepts. I will champion your testimonies before rulers, and in doing so I will not be ashamed. I revel in your commandments that I love more than I can say. I will affirm your commandments, which keep me close to you, and I will meditate on your statutes each day of my life. Zion, remember your word to your servant, which has given me a reason for hope. It has cheered me up when I was down, for your word has reinvigorated my life. Let them ridicule me if they will, but that will not divert me from your law. I have learned of your judgments from far distant times, O Lord. These have given me much encouragement. When I look around me, I am greatly frustrated because the wicked trample upon your law.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.